Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
Oh, it is cold, icy cold. It's much later today, but also it's like June 1st came and so did the Arctic winds. But then I feel kind of ridiculous saying that because I just looked at Weather Zone and it's 18 degrees. So it's not like I'm in Thredbo in the middle of winter. It's 18 degrees, but fuck, it's cold. The sand's like ice. Anyway, I wanted to share with you today something that has really been driven home to me this week in a really big way. And that is, how big are you dreaming? Like, what is it that you believe is possible? And how might you be limiting yourself? So, I've had a really interesting week. You know, since the last free flow, I still haven't found out about the Nova competition. I should know by the time this free flow comes out. So I think it is announced on the 6th of June. So we'll see what happens. G'day. So if I have, you'll definitely hear about that. But some other really amazing stuff has been happening. So that week, which was last week, which will be last week for you listening to this. So I'm recording in the middle, at the end of, well, I think today's the 2nd of June, just so you have some kind of idea of the time-space continuum here. So last night, I went to this event, Soar Collective, these two beautiful women, Jess and Bridget, and their two gorgeous little daughters, were jumping in a car and driving up from Geelong to the Sunshine Coast, stopping at, I think it was 5 or 6 major regional centres along the way, and doing some free events for regional businesswomen. And so they invited me to come along and be part of their documentary that they're filming. So that was really cool. So that's one thing, right? And I'll cover this first because I think it's really interesting, and it certainly opened my eyes a little. It's quite windy down here, so I'm hoping when I turn around it's not going to ruin the vibe here. So they had this girl, Tina Towers, and she was the, you know, guest speaker. So Jess was interviewing people and she interviewed Tina about, you know, business in general and what it's like to be a rural businesswoman or a regional businesswoman. Anyway, the conversation was just really interesting because, well, there were two things that kind of were highlighted for me. Firstly, Jess and Bridget. They had this idea and thought it was totally crazy, but they thought they'd crowdfund it. And the first crowdfunding thing didn't work. It was right before Christmas. So they decided they would try to find some partners and then they would come back and crowdfund again. So they did that and they reached out to Audi and Airbnb and Endota Spa, and those guys all came on as sponsors. Audi gave them a car and covered it in their signage, and gave them use of that for the road trip, and Airbnb put them up in all of their regional, you know, in all the spaces, all the places that they were staying. And I was just like, that is cool. That is super cool. And why have I never done that? Hey, how you doing? So that was one thing. And then the other thing happened when Tina started talking, and she was talking about her business and what she's been doing. And I won't go into the full story, but essentially she's just sold her business and she's on the way out of the company. And it's given her the opportunity to think about what's next. And so she just decided she wanted to do fun, exciting things. And she was reading a kid, book to her kids and thought this would make her, oh, her kids said, oh, can we watch the movie of this? And then she looked and realized there wasn't a movie. So then she emailed the author and said, have you considered making a movie out of this script? And the woman said, I'd love to. So now she's bought the rights to this, to the book, to make a movie of it. And she's heading to LA next month to try to sell it to a studio. And I just think that is so cool, right? And then she's like, you know, we want to travel around for a year because we've been working very hard for a very long time. And they did the sums on their holiday because they were going to do it in style, and it was going to cost like a ridiculous amount of money, $230,000. And so they decided just to contact Netflix and see if they're interested in making a TV show on their travels. You know, and it's like, yes, why the fuck not? You know, I'm just going to turn around and have a look. It's a bit windy. I'll just finish off as I'm going this way. So I just wanted to share this because, you know, this week I've sat down with a bunch of women who are coming on board our mastermind. So we haven't heard about the mastermind because it's only just been conceived. Well, Lisa and I have been speaking about doing this for a very, very long time. But we just finally bit the bullet and decided, hell, let's just give it a go. So we put it out there on Tuesday and we had an overwhelming response, and we're going live on Monday. And this is what you can do when you just decide to do something. You know, I had zero attachment to this needing to be anything. I've got a lot of cool shit going on right now. But this just sounded like a fun thing to do and something that I could absolutely do and that would help people. And I just thought, why not? So we did it. And it's happening. It's happening. Like we've just sent out the, you know, the letters of offer. So it's been an incredible experience and quite a whirlwind of a week. And I just wanted to share it because I think so often we're sitting on stuff and we're scared of what? Like rejection. And I don't know. I just don't think that's really a good enough reason. How are you doing? To not move ahead on your dreams, you know? I better turn around. It's getting quite dark. Actually, I'll just do one or two more minutes. So, yeah, so I just really wanted to share this with you because I want you to have a think about, like, what is so big and crazy that you want to do that, because this is a crazy idea. Like, not, it's, the mastermind isn't a crazy idea. I've actually run one before. It was a kind of bit of a flop. I had two wonderful women sign up, and then we kind of got about 3 months into it and decided to kind of call it quits because it just, what, it was working, but the women were going in different directions and they had made decisions to change their focus. And yeah, and so we kind of decided that we would let it go so that they could go and study and do the things that they wanted to do. So it was kind of a bit of a flop. But I, you know, I've always wanted to run one. So I was so excited when Lisa and I just decided, why not? Let's just give it a crack. And I think that's kind of what's missing a bit, is this let's just give it a crack attitude, you know? Why not contact Netflix and say, I'm wondering if you might be interested in filming my family holiday. You know, what have you got to lose? They say no. And I've been playing things small, or smaller than I could have, because I wasn't even seeing those kind of possibilities. It wasn't even on my radar that I could do shit like that. So So I just wanted to share it because I want you to think like that. Think outside the box a bit and just know that if someone says no to something, like nothing actually happens. Just your ego gets a little bit bruised because somebody has said no to you. But so what? Like nothing happens. That's cool. You just move on and you throw your hat in the ring for something that scares you and stretches you, because that is where really magic happens, you know, like when we are willing to put ourselves out there, when we are willing to ask, you know, like, what are you asking for? And I wasn't really asking for anything, but now, you know, now I can see it's okay for me to ask. It's okay for me to ask the questions, and it's totally okay for somebody to say no when I've asked. So yeah, that's really it from me today. I'm just feeling super inspired, super pumped, super on purpose, which is a stark contrast to just one short week ago, you know? And it was because I asked. I asked. So what can you ask for? All right, well, that's it from me today. Until next time, peace out.
Thanks for tuning into Carlosophies. If you really dug this app, I'd love for you to share it with someone who you think might also dig it. Really helps me to spread the word. And if you'd like to get to know me a little better and see some in-between app thoughts and insights and be around some super cool people, join my Facebook tribe, Show Up Speak Up. Search Show Up Speak Up in Facebook or head to carlinimmo.com/tribe. Until next time, be real, be rad. Peace out.